Mill Pulitzer here with this week's column from CourthouseNews.com. I guess I'm just as annoyed as the next person, that guy over there, by some of the stuff going on in Washington these days, but I've noticed I'm not as flat-out outraged as a lot of people. I assume this was because I'm old and I've seen lots of bad governmental stuff before. Things may be bad, from my biased left-wing point of view, now, but they've been just as bad, if not worse, before. At least, that's how I interpreted my relative calm. But I have a new theory now. I'm not as upset as I should be because I'm a fan of professional wrestling. If you're not familiar with professional wrestling, you may want to check it out. It's extremely entertaining. A lot like cartoons with colorful, insane characters who have pianos dropped on them, go flat, and then reinflate and be fine a few minutes later. I'm not the first to point out the parallel to wrestling. An opinion piece in the New York Times by a lawyer recently explained the current president's appeal to his supporters as a form of kayfabe, a term used in the wrestling world to mean fake events in which everyone involved insists the events are real, even though everyone involved and everyone watching knows they're not real. The president certainly has experience with wrestling kayfabe. You go to YouTube and use this search term, Trump WWE. You will be entertained. Then consider fake news, the border wall, the over-the-top villainous characters, the shameless boasting. It's World Wrestling Entertainment Washington style. The only difference is that there's no hope for a title change in the near future. I don't know why I didn't see this before, but the realization came after spotting a lawsuit filed in Los Angeles last week against a wrestler named Titus O'Neil. Not his real name. It seems, according to the complaint, that during the filming of an episode of a show called Swerved, a wrestler named Paige, not her real name, was, quote, featured hunting down fellow WWE superstars with an electric shock stick, close quote. This might be normal wrestling show activity, except for the fact, I think, that Swerved is sort of like Candid Camera and not all the wrestlers are in on the joke, if you can call it a joke. So when Titus O'Neil got shocked, he, quote, became enraged and began shouting, and he raced up to the plaintiff who was filming the scene and proceeded to kick him. Who could have guessed that a giant professional wrestler would lash out at the camera in front of him after being shocked by his stick? There may be an assumption of risk defense here. I read the description of the incident and immediately thought it was kayfabe, and yet there it was in a real lawsuit. And then I realized that much of what passes for reality these days seems like kayfabe, too. Epiphanies occur when you least expect them. By the way, the WWE used to project a huge picture of Vladimir Putin on a wall, while a pair of villains, the Bulgarian brute and the ravishing Russian, praised him. Think Boris and Natasha on steroids. They've stopped doing that since the election, and since the wife of the WWE chairman got appointed to the cabinet. Villains can become heroes overnight in wrestling, too. More reality? Speaking of things you may have a hard time believing, a Santa Clara University law professor has published a 57-page survey of the, quote, law of emojis, close quote. According to a brief abstract of the study on, quote, ways the emoji revolution will impact the law, close quote, emojis create issues for judges, including, quote, if and how judges will display emojis in their opinions, if emojis in court opinions will be searchable, and how best to present emojis as evidence to fact finders, close quote. I can't wait for the first single poop emoji dissent. I think we may have been kayfabed. See you next week.